Blog Talk Radio.
Where tonight we will be talking about Worse Than a Crime, which was episode 11 of season 2 of Gotham. Welcome back from the holidays. I'm still sleepy, yes. Too much turkey. All right, we're live right now for the next 28 minutes, so if you watched Gotham or you're just a fan, you could always call in. You don't have to be an expert. If you want to just hang out with us, we'll be here for the next 28 minutes. Our call-in number is 347-637-3821. Hopefully you guys can join us on this wonderful conversation of Gotham. All right, from area code 239, who
Matt,
is this?
Matt from Florida, what's up? Great episode. And by the way, wow, what the fuck? Great clip from Batman v Superman. I can't wait to see that trailer.
Oh,
game.
I know.
Jimmy Kimmel,
yes, we'll
live.
Definitely talk about that. Yeah, I'll set
we
some time so we can talk
we
about that.
We should do a podcast during Jimmy Kimmel Live tomorrow night.
Oh, that would be fun. I'm totally down for that. Yeah, we should totally do that.
And Arrow, we're great tonight. We should do the Jimmy Kimmel Live for Batman v.
Sweet.
Trailer,
I'm totally down.
As
I'm down for that.
That's right. I was geeking out, but great episode. I love seeing Bruce Wayne.
You know what I'm going to do?
I'm
sorry. If you're listening to Gotham, I'm sorry. We're going to take a little break here. So next week, not next week, tomorrow night, we're going to have
11:35.
The Flash talk, and then we're going to have DC Comics talk, and then for DC Comics talk, we're going to talk entirely about the trailer that's going to come out tomorrow. And I'm going to do the first ever live reaction to the trailer. So when we're doing the podcast,
I'm gonna turn up my TV.
I promise not to watch it until I see it.
Well, over here in the East Coast, I'll be watching it during the podcast.
Yeah, you already see it by then. Yeah.
Yeah, during the podcast.
All right, but you have to promise, no spoilers, okay?
35. I know, but I'll be watching it, though. I mean, may not show it till the end of the live show.
Oh, I'm sure he's going to milk it. Yeah. It
takes a while.
Yeah.
But man,
all right, so if you're a fan of Batman tomorrow night, we will be talking about the trailer that is released from Jimmy Kimmel Live. All right, so back to Gotham. Let's stick to Gotham for now, Matt. Worse Than a Crime.
Yeah.
It was great to see all the villains rise with Jim Gordon, including Jim Gordon. How was your reaction to Jim Gordon killing Thiel?
Great, because I had a...
You're like, great.
Enough of Thiel. I mean, God, about time he died, because...
Wow.
I mean, God,
I'm surprised Jim did it.
Yeah, because I thought Penguin was going to do it, but about time Jim did it. But man, that
now,
ending was just a freeze.
Does this defeat the purpose that he's a law-abiding detective, and now he or homicide, and now he's a killer himself. I mean,
probably so, because
how should we see Jim Gordon now in this light? Now that we know he's a killer.
Well, he probably could be a killer, but in a way, because all this crap with Theo is finally over. Because he had this Bruce.
Oh, yeah, definitely over.
Bruce is going to become Batman.
Or
next
is
season,
it? Remember the finale? They showed Theo being carted in to that facility where they're testing out humans on crazy experiment.
Yeah,
IA, Dr.
He
Strange.
Could probably come back as some like owl at like some sort.
Oh, for sure.
Or
for
something
sure.
like that. But boy, when we saw Mr. Freeze and Dr. Hugo Strange at the end there, that was awesome.
That was great, yeah.
That was so awesome.
Dr. Strange is now in the house.
And
of
Alfred,
course, trying
it
to,
was badass. Alfred was.
It was so cool.
Pretty badass.
Everybody was. Yeah, everybody, including. Even Bruce. I love those scenes with him and Silver. That was great as well.
And then Cap was great. Seeing them, all the police getting together. And then I somehow knew there'd be a
Everything
crazy
was working
moment
out.
With Riddler.
Right.
I thought it was a great mid-season finale. It sucks we have to wait all the way to February. But in a way, I'm glad because this way we got Supergirl to...
Yeah, we could focus on that and then the upcoming DC Legends of Tomorrow. That starts in January.
Yeah, I can't wait for that.
All right, cool. So let's see. We have another caller from area code 609. Who is this?
Speed Force Frank. What's going on?
What's up, Speed Force Frank? How's it going, sir?
Not bad. You?
Not bad, not bad. Did you watch last night's Worse Than a Crime?
Yeah, I watched it. It was good.
Yeah, we were thinking, we were just discussing about how now Jim Gordon's a murderer. He decided not to go through the justice route and have his own little personal justice. How do you feel about that, that Jim Gordon has crossed that line?
I don't know. I mean, I've never, or I don't know if they've ever exposed Jim Gordon's backstory in the comic books or in the cartoon or in the movies. So, I mean, I don't know really what to make of it. I mean, when he did it, see, this is the thing though. I was listening to another podcast talking about how, when he shot that gun, like you really didn't see him do it, but then you just saw like the umbrella later on stuffed in his mouth, but you did see a bullet hole. So I mean, they didn't show him killing him, but I don't know. I don't know what to think. But when I saw it, I was kind of disappointed, but at the same time, like I understand, like he's just trying to, clean the city of this guy. But I don't know. I don't know. I really don't know what to make of it. I mean, you want him to do his job,
it's kinda
but
crazy. It was a big twist, and
a
lot of people on the net are. Definitely taking notice, especially there's an article on Screen Crush. They wrote up an article. The headline reads, "Here's why Gotham's Jim Gordon is basically murdering people now." So they go into a full spin on that one. Yeah, I'm a little worried that they made Jim cross that line, but I guess people are okay. So maybe I'm reading too much into it.
Well, who knows? I mean, it was kind of shocking. I mean, I don't know why they're taking this route of having him be
a crazy
killer.
You think it's more for the shock factor now that we have...
I don't know. I think maybe it's like in the redemption of the character. Like, he has to... Yeah, because this is, if you look at it, he came to Gotham and he was a goody-two-shoes. He wanted to do it by the book.
Yep.
And then... Little by little, he's been getting into bed with Penguin, doing this, doing that. And I mean, he is becoming what he didn't want to become. But I guess to get the Jim Gordon that we know, I mean, he has to go through this, I guess. I don't know. Like, it's the same thing with Superman and Man of Steel. I mean, you know, everybody was pissed that he killed Zod, but then the director and everybody else said, well, this is why he doesn't kill, because of this or that. So I don't know what
right.
to think about, to be honest with you.
Okay, well, the article on Screen Crush also tags the TV Guide interview with McKinsey, acknowledging the break from continuity, defending it as one of Gotham's many adjustments. He is quoted, I do think it alters the mythology a little, although I would argue that every new incarnation of Batman has altered the mythology in some way. We're exploring the origins of Gotham, and the way that we're exploring the city paints it as such a violent and corrupt and chaotic place that it's hard to imagine a lawman like Jim Gordon surviving and much less rising to the top of our hierarchy without getting blood on his hands. He quite literally has blood on his hands right now, so to that extent, we are changing it a little bit. What he is, but he's not Vic Mackey. He's a far cry removed from that. He's a burdened hero out there in a lawless town trying to maintain order. If it means he has to walk into a saloon and kill all the bad guys at point blank without the other guy even pulling his gun, then that's what he has to do. All right, so you heard it there. They're changing the mythology just a little, just like, and he's so right. Just like, remember the Michael Keaton Batman compared to the Joe Schumacher Batmans, compared to the Nolan Batmans? They're all different. I mean, there's not a clear... clear rope to the mythology. I mean, they do, you know, borrow from it, but a lot of times it's creative differences that make a great either Batman or Gotham TV show. What do you think, Matt?
Yeah, because I think it's cool what they're doing, because even though the Batman and Robin movie suck with Joe Schumacher, they're still terrible in that one. Batman Forever was okay, but Batman and Batman Returns were pretty good, because in Batman Returns, the Penguin scared the hell out of me. But
there you go.
Yeah.
okay, thanks, Matt. What about you, Speed Force Frank? Are you okay that they're, you know, bending a little from the mythology and adding their own twist?
I guess I'm fine with that. I mean, I'm not going to, you know, be crushed over it. I mean, this is their interpretations. I mean, the good thing, see, this is a good thing about DC. I mean, everybody has their own kind of storyline that they like. So, like, you know, maybe someone's Gotham
right.
isn't, one's Gotham is in somebody else's. But the good thing about DC is that they have so many different universes or Earths.
Variations.
I mean,
yeah.
I mean, this just doesn't have to be like the, you know, Earth 1 per se. I mean, this could be Earth whatever. You know, so that's a good
exactly.
thing that's good about what DC is doing. I mean, but I'm fine with it. I mean, you know, we'll see. It could be a redemption story that they're going for. You know what I mean? It's a character builder. So, you know, we'll have to play it out.
I agree. Yeah, I guess, and here's, that was what my reaction was. I was afraid that they crossed Jim Gordon to the other side. But I guess here I am trying to hold on to what Jim Gordon was to me in the comics. But why not? Why not have a variation when Jim Gordon, he's pretty much Judge Dredd. You know what I mean, guys?
Yep. Yep.
That would be cool, too, because I love Judge Dredd. All right, moving on, for the first time ever, Supergirl and Gotham are tied in ratings for the
what?
Time slot. Since Supergirl's big premiere, its time slot rival Gotham has been closing the gap on the fellow DC superhero drama, logging in its most competitive live same finish from 1.4 versus 1.5 for Supergirl, and trying a new drama for CBS. It's kind of great to see that the two are now head-to-head. It's not like a... Remember at the beginning, we all thought Gotham was going to fail, of course, to the rising star of Supergirl. But Gotham's holding its own, and I'm glad, because lately Gotham has been getting a lot better. And It looks they're hearing the fans. They're showing what the fans want. Now we're going to get Mr. Freeze, which is awesome.
Yep.
Even the effect was amazing. I'm glad they didn't go through the campy Arnold Schwarzenegger or even from the Batman 66. It looks pretty much like Mr. Captain Cold from Flash, except he's hoodie. And he has the tank. Much the only difference, because Captain Cold also has goggles, if you guys remember. But if you guys could pick between Captain Cold and Captain Cold's version from The Flash or Gotham's Mr. Freeze from what we saw so far, which one would you pick and tell me why? Let's go to you, Speed Force Frank.
I don't know. I mean, I have such love for Mr. Freeze. I mean, his story is just tragic. You know, I'm really just introduced to The Flash, right, to Captain Cold, you know, right now. I knew of him. But, I mean, I have to say Captain Cold from what I know. But, I mean, from, you know, from next year when we get Mr. Freeze, who knows, it might change. But to be honest with you, I think bringing Mr. Freeze as Mr. Freeze right now is a little too early. I mean, like, he seems
way
like
early. Yeah.
You're now bringing kind of like the fantastical part of Batman into Gotham.
Right.
I mean, I would have loved to have seen maybe, you know, Victor Freeze, like, madly in love, just gotten married, working in a thing, and then later on she develops symptoms
and then
goes into something. You know what I mean?
Or what if
because
he has a double identity? What if he's not Mr. Freeze 24 hours and he still does what you're asking?
Then you're doing the Riddler thing over again. You know what I mean?
Yeah, because he's already
stepping
in.
Because if they would have gave us some kind of backstory, seeing him with his little wife. I mean, in season 4, if they made it that far, that fall would have been that much greater, and we would have been way invested into the character.
Right.
You know.
Agreed.
But
okay, we have a new caller from area code 469. Who is this?
From Canada. What up?
Oh, it's Chris.
And
are you driving, Chris?
No, I'm not driving right now.
Do you guys hear like wind in the background?
He's flying.
Yeah, I'm outside.
He's Hawkman.
Oh, you're outside.
Yeah, I'm outside, but I agree with everything.
Isn't it cold in Texas?
Play. Yeah, man, it's cold.
Yeah. Hey, Zeus, did you know that all Chris's exes live in Texas?
No, I did not. Is that true?
Yeah.
Oh, what?
All right, Chris, so who would you pick, Mr. Freeze or Captain Cold?
I agree with that.
As of right now.
And I think I'm going to go with Captain Cold because it's too early to make Mr. Freeze from, you know, on Gotham. And I would have liked him to actually kind of go in the background, you know, how he had a nice life, a beautiful life, and everything. And then happened. And then, you know, I can, you know, so, yeah, I would go with Captain Cold. Fuck him better.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting how they continue Captain, Mr. Freeze, not Captain, but Mr. Freeze from Freezing Gotham. It's going to be interesting how they put that down. All right, so this was the season, how should we call it? Season fall finale? Yeah?
You forgot me, Jesus.
Oh, yeah. Who would you pick? Captain Cold or Mr. Freeze?
Well, I say Captain Cold because I am excited for Mr. Freeze, but Captain Cold has become a fan favorite on The Flash because with Miller, this the guy is so good. He's cocky, he's funny, and his cold gun is just so cool, and he just portrays Captain Cold so well, and I just really like Captain Cold on The Flash. I've grown attached
cool.
to him. He's very cool.
I think
cool.
we got three Captain Cold so far. I'm going to be the one odd out. I'm going to call Mr. Freeze. It's a fresh breath to see someone don the Mr. Freeze uniform as well as the freeze ray or gun. And the reason why is because he's more, if we're going to, you know, compare it to the comics, he's more hipstery to Mr. Freeze. And Captain Cold, I don't know. He just never wears – he hardly wears the hoodie or the goggles. He's now just, you know, with the hoodie down, never hardly wears the goggles. You know, he's not true to his form. So that's what – the only thing that bugs me about Captain Cold. And also the way he talks. It's like, hello, Mr. Allen. And I'm like, it's kind of – it's creepy, but I'm like, it's really creepy. All right, so let me read the quick synopsis for the show, and then we'll talk about it. And please stop me if you want to talk about a certain point where I'm reading. James Gordon wakes up in Edward Nigma's house. How creepy was that? I'm like,
oh, yeah.
Imagine waking up and you see Edward Nigma and the Penguin.
Yeah.
How would you feel?
That part was crazy. I mean, I can't imagine waking up one morning in the Penguin and – Edward,
what was your first word, Matt?
I would say, where am I? Who are you guys?
There you go. What about you, Francesco? What would you say? You wake up and you see Oswald Cobblepot and Edward Nigma.
I would say, Dorothy. I mean, Toto, we're not in Kansas anymore. That's what I would have said.
That would have been great. What about you, Chris?
How about, dang, I'm not in Kendo anymore.
You're not in Kendall anymore. You're like, where's that damn bottle? All right, so he wakes up, is now a fugitive from the law for assaulting Theo Gallivan and never returning to the GCPD despite a documented arrest. Gordon and Cobblepot begin making plans to break into Theo's residence and save Bruce Wayne. After being questioned by Barnes on Gordon's whereabouts, Leslie secretly learns of Gordon's location from Nigma. That was a creepy scene, the whole Edward Nigma and the doctor.
Yeah.
He was being really weird. Yeah. Very slight. After finding Gordon, Leslie attempts to persuade him to turn himself to the GCPD by informing him that she is pregnant. So it's interesting, you know, life imitates art. You know, Ben McKenzie and the actress who plays his love interest are actually dating and actually pregnant. So do you think the baby will make an appearance as maybe Barbara Gordon? I don't know. Would that be weird? Because we know the other Barbara McKean, Keen.
Yeah, that would be kind of weird.
It's like, why would we name our daughter after this psychopath?
Well, I did thought about that. And then I was like, the only reason that's going to happen is as if, like, the doctor dies, giving birth, and then somehow Barbara can is there, maybe somehow to save the baby, or I don't know. They might do it that way.
A lot of babies, saving.
Yeah, they'll, you know, name the baby Barbara, you know, and
or what if they don't even have a baby Barbara? What if that's also the addition to changing the mythology? What if there's no Barbara Gordon?
Maybe. Yeah,
would you guys be okay with that?
I'll be okay with that. And also, when it was the same thing with Frank,
what about you,
I kind of felt like...
I'll be okay with it, but I think they're gonna show the baby. I don't know how they're gonna get with it calling it Barbara, but I mean, we'll see.
That's gonna be interesting. What about you, Matt? Are you okay if they don't even name the baby Barbara? What if it's a boy, like in Batman Begins?
Matt.
From Florida?
Matty.
He's probably calling into Superwoman. I mean, Supergirl talk already.
Yes, and that's actually right. That's next. Supergirl talk, great episode of Red Face.
I haven't seen it.
Oh, I love that show. She is so cute.
Yeah,
all right.
Me too.
The Enigma
so
informs Alfred and Bullock of Gordon's location. Gordon, Bullock, Alfred, Selina Kyle, Cobblepot, and his gang all arrive at Gallivan's residence just as the Order of the St. Dumas is about to kill Bruce. During a clash between the Order and Cobblepot's gang, in which the Order is defeated, Phil, Tabitha, and Silver St. Cloud begin to make their escape. After being bullied by Thiel, Tabitha and Silver escape, but leave Thiel behind. Cobblepot convinces Gordon that Thiel will never be convicted, and the two take Thiel to the docks and murder him. Later, Gordon finds Leslie and proposes to her. That was kind of weird. You can even tell Jim Gordon didn't want to propose.
Yeah.
Did you guys buy that whole proposal? Matt from Florida, are you still there?
No. Yeah, I'm here.
Okay.
No, because first he thinks things are over, but no, I didn't buy the whole proposal.
I don't know. His body language and his face was kind of like, I don't really want to do this, but I guess I have to do this.
But I just have to say, Ben McKenzie does such a great Jim Gordon.
Yeah.
He needs to be
totally
one of those
into that
future
role.
Batman movies. He needs to be one of those future Batman solo movies.
All right, what about you, Francesco? Did you buy their proposal?
I guess I did. I just go along with it. Yeah, I guess.
Okay. All right, well, what about you, Matt? I mean, not Matt. Chris?
Well, I bought it. You know, the way I read it is they've been through so much, you know, and right now I do
a lot
with this.
Kidnapping, stabbing.
I'm being romantic. You know, I'm definitely going to, hey, you know I want to marry you. You know I love you. You have my baby. Here's the ring. Let's do it.
I know. You're already having my baby. Well, what's extra?
Yeah. So, I mean, the romantic stuff, it was kind of up to what he just went through, you know, and the night before. And it was just, I bought it.
Right. Okay. It looks like I'm the only one on that one. All right. Thiel's body is discovered by Wayne Enterprises, who take the corpse to Indian Hill, where Fish Mooney's body is also being kept. Did you guys catch that, Fish Mooney?
No.
No.
Yeah, it was. If you go back to the episode, they only show the back of her head.
Maybe.
They didn't actually have, what's her name, Jada Pinkett Smith in that scene. It was just the back of the head. The scientist states that Thiel's body is to be experimented by Professor Hugo Strange. So now Strange has entered the Gotham picture. How do you guys feel about that? Let's go to you, Chris.
I think they're bringing everybody here. So I guess, why not?
Chris, you're a comic book reader. Tell us a little, for those who do not know, who is Dr. Hugo Strange?
I actually do not know his background. I mean, I've just, you know, been knowing him from all the, you know, Batman stuff, and that's it. I don't know. I'm not going to see him live.
Okay,
really
that was great help. Let's go to you, Speedforce Frank.
Well,
do you know any background on Professor Hugo Strange?
Well, thank you. I know that he's a professor, and
and his middle name.
He performs these weird experiments. You know, from what I've known, like, he performs these weird experiments. But his whole deal is that he wishes to be Batman. That's, like, the whole thing with him. Like, he, like, tries to figure out a way to be Batman. He wants to become Batman. I mean, the last issue I read, with Hugo Strange, there's a big storyline. It's when, you know, Hugo Strange is, like, trying to get into Bruce Wayne's mind, and this way he can be Batman. I mean, it was so psychedelic. I think it was Batman R.I.P. I forget which. I think that was it. And it was crazy. I mean, he does very weird experiments, and he's a really good character to have, especially when there's no Batman, because he can run a little wild. You know what I mean? There's not really anybody that can stop him.
Yes. So I'm looking up the Wikipedia page really quick. He was created by Bill Finger. Yes. Bill Finger and Bob Kane back in 1940 on Detective Comics issue number 36. Here's a little trivia. Hugo Strange is also the first Batman villain to figure out the hero's secret identity. So that's a little gem.
Really?
There that, so yeah, a very big adversary for Batman. And he is now in the Gotham world, which is great. All right, I want to give shout-outs to Matt from Florida. Is he still there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Awesome. Give us a shout-out, sir.
Great show. And also, I know Dr. Hugo Strange from Batman Arkham City game, by the way. He was in a big deal in that game because he knew Bruce Wayne was Batman by the hands of Ra's al Ghul. Gotham is a great show. I love the show, and I'll be on Supergirl Talk. Talk to you
great.
Guys next.
Great. Thank you, Matt. Okay, let's go to you, Speed Force Frank. Give us a shout-out, sir.
Frank, stop eating.
Speed Force Frank? All right, Chris, give us a shout-out, sir.
Hey, Gotham was amazing this week. It was, if they did it every day like that, it was great. And they added more ratings because they had the Batman, well, Superman.
Chris, stop eating.
So, that was really great.
We can be good together.
I
want to
give a shout out to Joe. Where's Joe?
I don't know.
Where's Joe?
I don't know. We talked to him earlier, but.
But we missed
him.
It is
cold out there,
right?
Back.
Yeah, it's kind of cold, yeah. The gentleman is outside, frail, problem with
everybody.
Yep.
Chill.
Good.
All right, Speed Force Frank, give us a shout out, sir. You're everywhere, Chris.
Yes, I wanna thank everybody. I wanna thank Jesus. Please, we need more callers. We can be good together. We can be great together. We can be like a symphony of beautiful DC music. So call in.
Yes. All right, sir. Thank you so much for that shout out. That was awesome. Talk to you guys in February. We'll be back. Bye.
Yeah.